Voting by Post, an easy read guide. Voting by post is an easy way of voting if you can't get to a polling station. A polling station is where you go to vote. It is usually a school or a community building. Anyone who is registered to vote can apply for a postal vote. You don't need a special reason. You must be on the electoral register to vote, though. This is the list of all the people who are registered to vote. To apply for a postal vote online or by post. To apply online, go to www.gov.uk/howtovote/postalvoting. You need to click on the green Start Now button. It will then ask you some questions. Ask someone to help you, like a family member or support worker, if you need to. Before you start, you will need the address where you are registered to vote, your national insurance number or other identity documents like a passport, the date of the election or referendum that you want a postal vote for, if you only want a one-off postal vote. You will also need to upload a photo of your handwritten signature. This must be in black ink on plain white paper. If you can't provide a signature, or one that always looks the same, you might be able to apply for a postal vote signature waiver. You might need some extra documents to identify you. Other ways to apply. If you can't apply online, download and fill in a postal vote application form. You can download the form at www.gov.uk/government/publications/apply-for-a-postal-vote. You then need to send it to your electoral registration office. You can find the address by going to www.gov.uk/contact-electoral-registration-office. They can post you a paper form if you don't have access to a computer or printer. Make sure you do this in plenty of time before the election so that you can get your postal vote in time to use it. You must apply no later than 5 p.m. 11 working days before the election. You will get your postal vote about a week before election day. You will get a ballot paper. This is the paper that has the names of the people you can vote for on it. Put an X next to the name of the person you want to vote for. Try to do this in secret, as it is your vote and it is your choice. When you have marked your vote, put it in the small envelope and seal it. Don't let anyone else tell you who to vote for, and don't give your ballot paper to anyone else. Fill in and sign the postal voting statement. Put this and the envelope with the ballot paper in the bigger envelope and seal it. Take it to the postbox yourself and post it. Make sure it is in plenty of time so your vote gets counted. If you can't post it yourself, ask someone you trust, like a family member or friend, to do it for you. This information was produced by BTM, the Home of Accessible Information. The information is for guidance only. Whilst we have made every attempt to ensure that the information has come from reliable sources, BTM are not responsible for any errors or omissions, or for any results obtained from the use of this information. Thank you for listening.